You're listening to Michigan Radio. This year marks a fresh start for the newly restructured Detroit Public Schools, and the district is unrolling some new experimental programs for students. They're meant to entice parents who might otherwise take their kids elsewhere. After years of upheaval in Detroit schools, success is not guaranteed, but Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick visited one school that has high hopes.
Anastasia Katapotis has taught young kids in Detroit for 20 years. She exudes the warmth and patience of someone who genuinely loves it, even when they interrupt her.
Do you remember how, when you want to talk to the teacher, do you remember what we do? What do we? That's right, exactly. Then you got to keep your hand there until I say okay, right? That's right, sweetheart. Keep it right there.
In this classroom at Mayberry Elementary School in Southwest Detroit, that's more than just a reminder. This is a Montessori classroom. There's a big focus on practical life skills, like learning how to get someone's attention in a courteous way. The learning process is kid-driven. They spend lots of time working on the floor, alone or in groups, with materials they choose. But there's structure in that freedom. And finding that balance takes time, especially with 4- and 5-year-olds.
It's a process. It takes a long time to get them to get a rug, put it out, select their work, and then sit down and work on it. And then when they're done, put it back where they found it, roll up their rug, and put it away.
Katapotis says they're learning together. She's fresh off 4 solid weeks of Montessori training, and that's just the start of a 3-year process. That's because the Montessori program here at Mayberry and 2 other Detroit public schools just started up this school year. It's one of about a dozen programs and initiatives the district is rolling out as it tries to lay the groundwork for a new future. Kathleen Keenman is Mayberry's principal. She says it all started when the district's interim superintendent, Alicia Merriweather, put out a call for ideas.
And she wanted to hear not only from the teachers, but from the community, what are some innovative ideas that we can try? One of them was Montessori.
That was back in the spring. Then, it wasn't even clear if the district would be around in the fall to implement these programs. After 7 years of state-appointed emergency managers, DPS was going broke. In the end, Lansing finally stepped in with a bankruptcy-style restructuring that technically created a whole new school district. But would parents take a chance on brand new programs in a tenuous new district that had just escaped the trauma of near collapse? In the case of Montessori, Keenman says the demand has been
overwhelming. Yeah, that's exactly the word. Yep.
As we talked, the assistant principal poked her head in, another parent looking for a spot in the program. Keenman says there's a wait list. But launching this kind of program takes time, preparation, and, of course, money.
The initial investment is the biggest thing, is purchasing all the supplies. And then you have to invest in the teacher training, and that has to be ongoing.
Keenman says it's already paying off. The program is drawing new students from across the city, like Gabriel Seabrooks. He enrolled his 4-year-old son in Montessori at Mayberry, even though it's a long drive from the family's home on Detroit's east side.
I was driving further. It's worth it.
Many parents in Detroit make those kinds of drives every morning. In the past, it's usually been to escape DPS schools for charters. Now, the district is hoping to reverse that trend. It worked for Seabrooks. He liked the Montessori school his son attended last year.
I actually like the way that they're developing their minds and everything. He actually know a little Swahili, Spanish, and all his ABCs, colors, shapes, some of everything.
But it costs hundreds of dollars a month. Now Seabrook's son is getting the same education for free. District leaders say enrollment in the new program has been strong across the board, but they need resources. And while Lansing largely erased the old Detroit school's debt burden, it wasn't very generous with money for new investments. For now, the programs are living on faith and dedication. Teacher Anastasia Katapotis says there's nothing she won't do to see Montessori succeed.
Go more for more training, do the readings. I get here early. I stay late because I want it to work. I really want it to work.
And with that, Katapotis is back in action, learning new ways to learn right alongside her kids. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News. Yeah.